Katusha Dacurte in Manchester for Flame Conference and Fred Film Radio. I'm now going to interview Dr. Patrick Zabalbescoa, who is a principal lecturer in translation studies at the Pompeu Fabra University in Barcelona. He lectures in translation theory, didactics of translation, and audiovisual screen translation, mostly from English into Spanish and Catalan. Dr. Zabalbescoa is also one of the main developers of a project called ClipFair. So how did you manage to optimize the use of this program in the language classroom?
Yes, well, first of all, we must say that ClipFair is not only for the classroom, but it's designed for distance learning too, and even blended learning. So it can be used in the classroom or as supplementary work outside the classroom or even for distance learning. The conceptual framework for ClipFlare, many of the ideas come from my experience both as a translator and a scholar in audiovisual translation. For many years I was a language teacher and there was much the mother tongue, no mother tongue policy, so only the target language could be spoken. And now there's a better rationale, there's a better understanding of translation, which is not based on learning Latin or Greek, which it was often associated to. And also audiovisual literacy, of course, and film literacy as a familiar medium for students to use.
So in your opinion, what's the best potential of subtitling and dubbing clips, video clips, for example?
Well, one obvious one is motivation. We have questionnaires and tests which show that it is highly motivational. That is one. And the other is because subtitling and dubbing are professions which a language student may not become. But they have seen the work of subtitlers and dubbers as spectators and cinema goers, so it's something they can relate to, and they enjoy doing that.
In your talk, you mentioned the audiovisual skills. Could you tell something about the audiovisual skills?
Yes, I think for too long, linguistics divided the world, communication, into either oral or written. And that people tend to forget is an abstraction of human communication, where there is always visual contact, body language, distance. So to simplify language as being either oral or written, of course, doesn't help to explain a model of audiovisual. So you need a different model. And because students are reading less and watching more television and film, they need to develop their culture and their critical thinking around watching television and film. And I think that can be done. The alternative is to become more illiterate in the books and at the same time not gain anything from watching television from a non-critical stance or an illiterate stance. And that's very bad news.
Thank you. Last question. What's the first word that comes to your mind when you think about education?
Independent, critical thinking, and a democratic society, and people who can think for themselves and develop as people.
Thank you very much. We have been talking with Patrick Zabalbescoa from Universitat Pompeu Fabra in Barcelona, and this is Katusha Dacurte for Fred Film Radio. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.